Abbott's Corliss Murray, the company's top engineer, discusses how the company's culture leads to innovations that change health technology around the world.
The products that we make are life-changing. We continue to focus on driving and doing what is good for the patients and customers that we serve. If you desire to explore, to help make a difference, you can do that at this company.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And in the U.S., Amazon will shut down all of its pop-up stores as it rethinks its physical retail strategy. What the latest shakeup means for Amazon's retail efforts after these tech headlines. Philadelphia is the first major U.S. city to ban cashless stores, placing it at the forefront of a big debate that pits retail innovation against lawmakers trying to protect all citizens' access to the marketplace. Starting in July, Philadelphia's new law will require most retail stores accept cash. A New York City councilman is pushing similar legislation there, and New Jersey's legislature recently passed a bill banning cashless stores statewide. The measures seek to blunt a nascent trend that could rapidly accelerate thanks to the likes of Amazon's power to shape nationwide retail trends. Businesses that have gone cashless point to greater efficiency and improved safety. Critics say they worry about people who don't have credit or debit cards. The Journal's Scott Calvert has more at WSJ.com. Digital health startup Livongo Health is preparing for an initial public offering as soon as the third quarter of 2019, joining a horde of tech companies racing to tap the public markets. The startup hired Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and JP Morgan Chase as underwriters for an IPO that is expected to value the company in excess of $1 billion. Livongo is set to be one of the first Silicon Valley companies to debut that deploys tech in an effort to change how patients receive care and lower healthcare costs. Healthcare so far has proved more resistant to change. However, firms continue to try. For example, Amazon and JP Morgan have struck a partnership in an effort to redesign health insurance for their more than 1 million collective employees. And SoftBank's next big bet? Latin American tech. The Tokyo-based conglomerate is launching a $5 billion fund to invest in technology startups in Latin America, a region seeing a surge in venture capital inflows. It's committed $2 billion to the new SoftBank Innovation Fund to focus on mid to late stage ventures in the region. While it did not name the expected outside investors, the fund's size is unprecedented in a market that has grown to double what it was 5 years ago. And while it still remains tiny in global terms, Latin America is a region of fewer competitors and lower valuations. Coming up, Amazon rethinks its physical retail strategy as it shuts down all of its pop-up stores in the U.S. The latest after this.
Abbott's Corliss Murray, the company's top engineer, discusses how the company's culture leads to innovations that change health technology around the world.
The products that we make are life-changing. We continue to focus on driving and doing what is good for the patients and customers that we serve. If you desire to explore, to help make a difference, you can do that at this company.
See how Abbott innovations are reimagining what's possible at www.healthtech.abbott.
Amazon is shutting down all of its 87 pop-up stores, ending its years-long experiment with these small shops as the company tinkers with an evolving brick-and-mortar strategy. Let's get more from Wall Street Journal reporter Esther Fung, who joins us in the podcast studio. Hey, Esther, welcome back.
Thanks.
So first, a little backstory. Amazon had been experimenting with the pop-up concept since at least 2014. So what did these stores look like for those unfamiliar? What were the purpose of these stores and how were they carried out?
Right. These stores are roofless stores in malls or in Kohl's stores or in Whole Foods stores. And they typically occupy only a few hundred square feet. They're small. They also have something called an open format that encourages passersby to come and check out the Amazon devices. and they would have staff dress casually in t-shirts to encourage people to come in and get to know what's on display.
So like a promotional tool for the most part, like an in-store kind of store in a way. Do we take this as an unsuccessful project or simply something that ran its course? What do we make of just the ending of it as such?
It feels like Amazon is still experimenting with what type of store layouts work for it. I don't think any retailer has gotten that formula down to a pat, but it also shows how retail real estate is evolving as consumers' tastes evolve. And even though this has been shut down, Amazon is still not giving up on its bricks and mortar strategy. It's still looking to roll out bookstores and its 4-star stores.
Right. Seems so, like only yesterday we were just talking about it, or just a few days ago, right? It's big forays into brick and mortar. But, yeah, you know, because like you said, there's Amazon Go, there's cashierless stores that will, I'm assuming, get more focus now.
That's what I heard. They would plan to roll out more of these cashless Amazon Go stores. They already have 10 in places like Seattle and San Francisco. And they're also looking to roll out a new line of grocery stores. So they're still experimenting. And this is good news for real estate types.
Sure, sure. I guess this speaks to Amazon's fast-paced innovation. You know, like you said, it experiments and it does these tryouts of sorts. I assume there's other big projects that will still be tested and we can just expect this to be the protocol.
That's right. At first, it was a little abrupt when to have all these pop-up stores shut down all at the same time. Mm-hmm. But the real estate executives I spoke to said that they're still hopeful that Amazon would then roll out in a more permanent manner other types of store formats.
Very good. Well, be on the lookout. Esther Fung, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.